He's going to take it himself. He's going to bootleg it and score. Andrew Luck from 6 yards out. 10-5 touchdown, Kobe Fleener.
You know, it's a long season. You prepare as hard every week.
Kicked off by Darius Butler. He's going
to
score.
We feel we have the pieces in place to make a run.
What a throw. What a catch.
We got to stick to the process.
Andrew will give it to Trent Richards. A touchdown.
You don't give up. Keep fighting all four quarters.
And the Colts are going to win the ball game.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lainey.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Colts Daily Update. Well, the bye week, at least for the practice time, is almost over. It's Thursday. Players aren't here. There's no practice. It's a great week for everybody to kick back and just take it easy. But we're still reflecting on that game on Sunday night with the Denver Broncos. It was a classic, 39-33. But it's really simple how the Colts approach the game. You heard Chuck in the beginning, follow the process. Well, that's what Cassius Vaughn said. Now, he had to step in, return kickoffs. He did. He had to step in and play corner. He did. And he said it's easy when the team always follows the process.
The process is the process. You know, we stick to whatever we do, no matter win, lose, or draw. And it's working for us. You know, we had a lot of doubters lately, but the process is sticking true. So, you know, Chuck brings a different element to us, the swagger, the confidence that we have on offense and defense and on special teams. We just feed off those guys, and him believing in us and keeping it the same helps us out a lot.
Charlie Williams is the wide receiver coach, and he's done a great job over the last couple of years. He's had Reggie Wayne to rely on the field. You tell Reggie something one time, he gets it and does it. And Charlie talked about having Reggie back when he's ready to gives him another coach on the sidelines.
Oh, you know what he's going to do? He's going to be a coach on the field just like as if he was playing, because he knows what to look for, and he can help these guys tremendously. He does it all the time. You know, when he's on the field and when he's out there playing, he can help when we're off the field in terms of when the defense is on the field. So he's going to be a tremendous help to us. He's going to stay in the game, absolutely.
Charlie also talked about, in a way, who's going to replace Reggie on the field. And there's a lot of guys on the roster, and Charlie talked about it.
You know, we have a bunch of guys that we look forward to continuing doing what we're doing. You know, Darius Haywood-Bey is playing well and doing what he's doing, and he's going to have to step it up a little bit more. T.Y. Hilton as well. And then we're going to rely on the rest of the guys, Levon Brazil, David Reed, and Griff Whalen.
That's a good group out there, and again, nobody's Reggie Wayne. And I remember several years ago when Marvin Harrison got hurt, we all said, who's going to step up? Reggie did. We'll find out who steps up for Reggie in the coming weeks. Clyde Christensen's the quarterback coach, but he's also coached Reggie when he was with the wide receivers. And he talked about Reggie helping to build a winning culture here.
Yeah, I think just, you know, the culture, he's a big part of our culture and how we want to do things and how we compete and how we practice and all those things. And I'm just trusting, you know, that he got us off to a start. He got the receiver room off to a good start and the passing game. And again, he's such a stable, you know, the consistency factor. Hopefully he's communicated enough and other guys have to respond now and do the same thing, that he has been that security blanket. Some folks gonna have to step up, and we got to keep the same level of consistency that he kind of brought. And he's been big with those young receivers, T.Y. now, right? You see the effects of being in the room with Reggie in T.Y.'s game and how it stepped up and how consistent he's become, and that has to permeate through the whole unit and certainly the receiver room.
Running backs, Trent Richardson has done a very good job. The Colts have been in situations where they have to throw the ball a little bit more, but balance has been there. This past week against Denver, the Colts threw the ball 38 times and ran it 31. David Walker is the running back coach, and he talked about what he sees in Trent Richardson so far.
Guy that's working real hard to understand and learn the nuances of our offense. He's doing a good job with that. It's still a work in progress. Certain phases were quicker than others, but he's making progress there. He's obviously a guy that has the ability to make defenders miss tackles. He's created a lot of missed tackles in a short time here, and he finishes runs. So all the things that when he was in Cleveland and when he was throughout his college career, that people seeing him, those things have showed up. And we'll continue to show up.
We asked David also well, what does he still need to learn?
In our playbook, there's over 200 route concepts. It takes a while to get all that. So, you know, the same run schemes he ran in Cleveland are similar to the run schemes we run here, obviously with different terminology. 10 run schemes, that's not the hard part to learn. It's all the compliments and passes and what pass is called and what's my check down on this one, what's my check down on that one. All that stuff takes a lot more time just because of the volume. So that's what he's still putting a ton of effort into and getting better in that regard.
Coach Walker said he has 200 pass routes to learn. I couldn't learn 200 words, let alone routes. Trent's coming along just fine. When we come back, we'll hear from a few defensive coaches, find out why they're satisfied with a 5-2 record right now.
You're a super fan who will tailgate anywhere. The pros? Check. College? Check. Your 8-year-old's peewee game? Big time. And to prepare for this ritual, you head to Meijer for freshly prepared food and licensed team apparel. Proudly display allegiance to your favorite team with our licensed short and long sleeve tees, hoodies, hats, and jerseys. Plus, load up on fresh meats, snacks, and drinks. So don't just tailgate. Tail greater at Meijer.
When you need professionalism, efficiency, and productivity in a mechanical contractor, you need a member of Mechanical Contractors Association of Indiana. Working with plumbers and steam fitters Local 440 and their highly trained piping professionals, MCA Mechanical Contractors promise you greater productivity on the job site. And that's a promise with proof. In 865 jobs, independent project analysts found union jobs to be 17% more productive. 17% more for your money. Visit UALocal440.org or MCAI.com for more info.
We are Colt Strong. As the official LASIK provider of the Colts, 2020 Institute wants you to see every play, every victory without glasses or contacts. Choose our LASIK assurance plan before October 25th and save $500. Special financing is also available. For details, visit 2020indy.com or call 317-2020-NOW. LASIK has risks. Discuss them with a doctor before having any procedure. 2020 Institute, where you'll see 2020 after LASIK or it's free.
The Indianapolis Colts are excited to announce our brand new official fan clubs. Fans of all ages can look forward to special events and exclusive benefits for members only. Our new and improved fan clubs include the Colts Kids Club, the Blue Ladies, and the Colts Fan Club. Don't miss out on the exciting opportunities these clubs have to offer, including exclusive gear and discounts. Log on to Colts.com/fanzone to register today. That's Colts.com/fanzone. Become a Colts Fan Club member today.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, reign on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
This is the Colts Daily Update on FM 107.5 at 1070 The Fan. Live from the Taco Bell studio, here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lady.
Welcome back to the show. You know, if the Colts were a traveling magic show, the billboard would say the amazing Mr. Mathis. Robert has 11.5 sacks. He leads the league. He has had double-digit sacks 5 times. It ties a franchise record. He gets better every game. Gary Emanuel is the defensive line coach, and he's also amazed by Robert Mathis.
I think every time you look at Robert, you're surprised at what you've seen on the field with a guy. To do what Robert has done this year and some of the things he does in practice, some of the movement skills that he has, you're like, wow, he did that, you know. So he really opens your eyes to some of the things that you see. So, but I can't be happier for Robert than for anybody, you know, because he's worked his tail off to get to this level, and you know, he's doing it himself. And there's a lot of questions about what he could not do, but you know, he never was in his mind, and this Robert's been the same player he always has been, and he has gotten better, which is a great thing.
On the other side, Eric Walden, his job is to set the edge. That makes sure the running game doesn't get outside, coverage, all that kind of stuff. And Jeff Fitzgerald, who was the linebacker coach likes what he sees after 7 weeks with Eric Walden.
Intelligent football player, understands schemes, understands what we're trying to do. What's taken Eric a little bit of time, this is why he will continually to progress, specifically in the technique area. You know, he's being probably coached more in that area now than he ever has been, and it's not easy to learn. It takes time, and it takes diligence on his part to continually work on the things that we're teaching him every snap he gets on the field, whether we're in a walkthrough, whether we're going against the offense, or whether we're working against a look team. It all matters.
Eric Walden, by the way, set up the Colts' win with a big hit on Ronnie Hillman at the goal line that was recovered by Antoine Bethea. He also was on the recovering end of Robert Mathis' hit on Peyton Manning that resulted in a safety. The secondary of the Colts, boy, it's pretty good. It's very good. It's getting even better. Roy Anderson handles that end of the coaching staff, and he talked about his team always wanting to be the best in the NFL.
Overall, I think yes. And one thing about this group, they came in early and they say, hey, we want to be the best group in the NFL. And I didn't tell them that. Mike didn't tell them that. They came up with that on their own. They was like, hey, we want to be the best. And so they do little things like watch tape together outside of the meetings. So they'll come in after practice and watch tape as a group. And then they'll watch tape with us also. So they're just putting in that extra time. And then we told them, hey, you guys have a physical ability. And that's no problem. So they just trying to take their game to the next level, which is awesome.
This whole football team is taking it to the next level. Injuries all over the place, and you won't hear this from the coaching staff. You know, we've got five starters in the offense who are out for the year. The offense has stepped up and is playing at a very high level. Defensively, a number of guys are banged up, playing hurt, coming back into games when they're banged up. And that's one of the reasons the Colts are 5-2. It's an interesting situation this week. The Colts, Houston, and Tennessee all have a bye. Only Jacksonville in the division will be playing. Jaguars right now 0-7, but they'll be tough when they come in to play the Colts the last game of the year. You can bet on that. And that's it for today's Daily Update on the FM 107.5 and on the AM side, 1070, The Fan.
The Indiana American Legion is the largest veterans organization in the Hoosier State. We support our fellow veterans and their families during and after their military service. We provide a helping hand. We're their voice when they feel no one is there to help them. We have always been there to ensure they receive the help and benefits they deserve. We're there now because we've been there before. Contact the Indiana American Legion online at indianalegion.org or call 888-723-7999. Find out how you can join us as we continue to serve America.
Every community needs them. Leaders. They're your neighbors, your little league coaches, the first to volunteer. People you can count on. They're Indiana's union contractors. Part of a team building more than just structures. They're building the future. Putting people to work and creating a better life. Look for progress in the community and you'll find the union contractor. The Indiana Union Construction Industry. Skilled and principled. Union by choice.
What's up? It's Pat McAfee for More Restoration. If you've ever had an unexpected fire or flood, you know exactly what it feels like to be standing on your own goal line facing a rough and tough defense when it's fourth and long. When you feel like punting due to a fire or flood, don't kick with a company you've never heard of. Call the company the pros call. Call the company I called. Call More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts. I've had my pals from More Restoration and Mikasa, and you shouldn't think twice about having them to yours. More Restoration, the official restoration company of the Indianapolis Colts, and numero uno, Pat McAfee.
Colts tickets. Need Colts tickets.
Over here, dude. Take ours.
Sweet. How much?
No charge.
100 level 50-yard line? Come on, what's the catch?
No catch. We're still eating.
When the pregame includes an affordable fresh tailgate meal from Subway restaurants with subs, chips, and drinks, fans may just stay in the parking lot. The fresh tailgate meal serves 8 for just $50. So call 1-877-360-CATER and order from the official tailgate partner of the Indianapolis Colts. Subway, eat fresh. Catering orders require 24-hour notice. Prices and participation may vary.
Bob Lamy for Kinetico Water Systems. Kinetico is the perfect fit for the Colts complex. Now it's the perfect fit for my family and my home. Nothing is more effective and efficient than Kinetico non-electric softening and drinking drinking water systems. Stay hydrated like the Colts do with a Kinetico system and have great water right at your fingertips. Kinetico offers a complete line of water treatment systems to handle Indy's toughest water problems and conditions. Visit KineticoIndy.com to see current specials. Kinetico, the official water treatment provider of the Colts. Tell them Bob Lamey sent you.